songwriter Irving Berge died this past week. He may not have been a household name in the U.S., but he was well known in the Caribbean nation of Barbados. We'll hear why in just a moment. By some estimates, Berge's songs have sold more than 100 million records around the world. He was also inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. But he may be best known for his association with singer Harry Belafonte, whose recording of Berge's Deo went to number 5 on the Billboard charts in 1956. John Kalish has this remembrance.
Deo, or as it's sometimes known, the Banana Boat Song, was based on a Jamaican folk song. It was first recorded in 1952 by the Trinidadian singer Edric Connor.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, come tally me banana.
Harry Belafonte's version has different lyrics.
Work all night and a drink of rum.
Those lyrics were co-written by Irving Berge. At the time, he was a nightclub singer who performed under the name Lord Burgess while going deep into the study of Caribbean folklore.
I was a folklorist. A lot of my work is based on songs and ditties that I've heard in the Caribbean.
Berge's mother grew up in Barbados, and he said one of the high points in his career was writing the lyrics for the Barbadian national anthem. But Berge, who celebrated his 95th birthday in July, grew up poor in Brooklyn during the Great Depression.
In those days, black kids didn't have too much of a chance. You go to high school, they would try to send you to vocational school. So I went to Brooklyn High School for automotive trades.
After high school, Berge joined the army and, with thousands of other black soldiers, built a road in what's now Myanmar during World War II. One of them taught Berge the rudiments of music. After the war, he began formal music studies at Juilliard under the GI Bill. He met Harry Belafonte in 1950, and several years later, Berge sang some of his songs for Belafonte's friend, the late writer William Attaway.
He was quite excited about all of the stuff. Before I knew it, they had put together an album called Calypso.
It became the first full-length album to sell a million copies in the U.S. Belafonte, who is now 92, declined to be interviewed for this story. But in 2011, he discussed the record's best-known song, Deo, with the late Gwen Ifill on PBS NewsHour.
It was a song about struggle, about black people in a colonized life, doing the most grueling work. And I took that song and honed it into an anthem that the world loved.
Deo became Belafonte's signature, and Berge wrote more than 30 songs for the star.
Even up to today, most people think that those songs were written by Belafonte, but I wrote them.
Berge shares the copyright for Deo with Attaway, and on the original album's physical labels on each side of the disc, Lord Burgess is listed as writer or co-writer of 8 of the 11 songs. So Berge did get royalties.
I was able to live on royalties. I made about $20 million over the 50 years.
He gave some of that money to civil rights activists, and in 1960, he funded a Harlem magazine called The Urbanite.
Irving Berge happened to be the only black person in Harlem who really had any money.
Byron Lewis worked on The Urbanite and went on to found one of the nation's first black-owned advertising agencies.
Berge is an unsung hero. Part and parcel is because he never sought attention. I feel that his life really should be memorialized because he represents what you can accomplish, particularly if you're a person of color.
Deo is included in the score of the current Beetlejuice musical on Broadway. And even if people don't know his name, Berge was content with his career and his life.
I lived in a beautiful home for 50 years, you know, and raised my two children. And they're both graduates of Yale. I've traveled the world and done just about everything I wanted to do in my lifetime.
Irving Burgee had one more project he wanted to see realized, the revival of a musical he wrote that was inspired by his mother's experience growing up on a sugar plantation in Barbados. He said that Rihanna, another Barbadian woman, would have been perfect for the lead. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.
This is my island in the sun, where my people...